Plattsburgh officials have outlined the schedule for this summer's Mayor's Cup, one of the city's largest annual events. The 39th annual Mayor's Cup Festival will combine the largest sailboat race on Lake Champlain with numerous onshore events over 4 days in July. The Sunrise Rotary coordinates the festival and regatta with the city of Plattsburgh. Sunrise Rotary president-elect and festival chair Joanne Dolan calls the race, which features 80 to 90 sailboats, the keystone of the festival.
The regatta has been going on for so long. There's such a loyal following of boaters. They tend to register year after year. And I believe that the race structure for Burlington and Plattsburgh is based around the dates of Mayor's Cup because it's that important to the racing community.
Dolan says the popularity of the Mayor's Cup has grown over its 39 years.
It started out as really just a single race through the Valcour Sailing Club before Sunrise Rotary took it over, and then it became part of the four-day regatta and festival. That collectively elevates all events, and adding the Parade of Lights as sort of the kickoff to the four-day festivities, I think, has been huge, I think, for the regatta as well, because it's just fun.
The Mayor's Cup Festival kicks off the evening of July 7th with the 10th annual Parade of Lights competition, a floating procession of decorated and lighted boats along the Plattsburgh shoreline. Sunrise Rotary member Richard Jarrett coordinates that event.
What better way to start a lake-centered, community-oriented program than to start on the water? I mean, 40 or 50 on the water, more music than before, lots of lights. I mean, it's really an attraction. It's a real show.
There will be traditional events such as music, carnivals, movies, garden tours, and fireworks. New events this year engage the region's burgeoning transportation manufacturing sector. Promotions and Special Events Coordinator Sandra Geddes approached Nova Bus for help to create a new competition.
It's the Nova Bus Bus Pulp. There are going to be 6-man teams, and we'll have a women's, a men's, and a co-ed category. So, okay, they do strongman competitions. So we just thought it would be something fun to do, and you have to go 100 feet, whoever gets 100 feet in the quickest amount of time.
Another new option takes visitors a step back in time. Simon Conroy coordinates Downtown Rising, a summer series of weekly food, music, and farm market festivals.
We're going to be doing a horse-drawn trolley ride, which is going to run from Trinity Park down to the waterfront. So you can hop on the trolley, ride through town, go down to the waterfront. You can hop off there if you choose, or you can ride it back. And I think they're actually willing to stop and let people on and off, kind of like an old-fashioned trolley from the waterfront up to the city.
Plattsburgh Mayor James Calnon notes that while the city budgets about $60,000 for celebrations throughout the year, events like the Mayor's Cup are auspicious investments.
The economics of it are at least twofold. It puts a lot of people downtown. We hope that in the course of the day that brings a lot of business downtown. The other piece of this that I think is really important is, and I talk about this a lot, you know, you want your cities to be good places to live, to visit, and to work. And having a vibrant downtown with lots of activities is really important in recruiting particularly young and highly skilled workers. And we want this, you know, really send that message that that's what Plattsburgh is, a real Four Seasons community. And in the summertime, having events like this and the 4th of July fireworks, the Battle of Plattsburgh, that there's so much going on, people get to make choices. And so the more choices we can have in activities, generally that raises the economy of the region.
Registration packets for various competitions are being prepared and will be available on the Mayor's Cup website. A link is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.